V'ez Hashem, we continue with Shari Tshuva, Shar Aleph, Ois Lamed Ches, share number 59. So Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Toshin Pei Aleph. We spoke about yesterday, a person, the 13th principle of Tshuva, we start discussing the 13th principle, that a person has to view the Kalas Kechamurois. He has to view the Averois that are Kal, that we refer to as the lighter averus, as severe averus. When the person views the kalois, kichamurois, that they're serious ones, he'll be careful not to transgress them. He'll be careful to treat them with the proper derecheretz, the proper covet, that each azhara, each avera, not to transgress it. We said the first reason as to why a person has to view kalos kechamurois is because we have to view who was mitzaveh, who said don't do this aveira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said don't do it. So it's irrelevant if it's viewed as a category light mitzvah, light aveira, as opposed to carrying along with it Issacharis, or Mitzvahs Bezdin, Skila, Sreifa, Herig, and Chenek, Malkus. It's irrelevant. Hashem says don't do it, so don't do it. End the conversation. There's no conversation. That's it. That's number one. Number two, we said, because the Yetzahara, he sits specifically by the small ones, where the people will think, it's not such a big deal. It's not such a big deal. You know, people think talking during davening sometimes is a small one. It's a big deal. Happens to be a very big deal. Talking during davening is not something, it's not a kalis. It's chamuris. It's of the chamuris. Just want to point out, as while we're talking about that discussion, that shul and davening, we have to mechazik, make sure that we have our cell phones off at all times. A person has to realize, I'm going to talk to Hashem. If a person's a doctor and he's on call, we're not talking about that individual. If you could put it on vibrate, I'll tell you my name. But a person who has beeps going off and sounds and music and alarms during davening, okay, sometimes we forget. We're not talking about that once in a million times that he thought he left his phone in the car, which he always does. But people do this on a regular basis. They bring their phone into shul. They don't turn on silent. These are not kalis. These are not even kalis. But the Eitzahara, he sits by the kalis. He sits by the smaller aveiros. And then what happens is, he gets the person to do this aveira again and again and again and again. And then it becomes like chamurois. It's like we said yesterday, we ended off with yesterday, with this person takes a thin string and he wraps it around again and again. Now he has a strong rope. So those kalas became like chamurois now. On the flip side, the Chovas Havavos tells us that a person can have like a thick rope, and it starts to fray, it starts to tear a little, and eventually it can separate. That's the mashal he gives a person who did averus, chamurois, very serious averus, and the person does tshuva, and he keeps at it again and again, tshuva, 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 and he starts separating himself from that Aveira, to the point where he's able to press Control Z, delete, purge, done, it's erased forever. It's the mashal the Chovas Havavos uses on the flip side, in the positive sense, how a person has that kayach, he has that ability, that power, from the chesed of Hashem of tshuva, to eradicate even the chamurais as if he never did it. The third reason why a person has to view kalois averus kalos kechamurois is because when he continuously does the avera kal, ki bahasmadosoi al averus nasis like a heter. It's like it's permissible now. In his eyes, it's so easy to do. There's no. It's part of his nature. It's like it's mutter. And eventually, it's viewed like it's even a mitzvah to the person. Ah, he's got to go ahead and do it. Nas is like a heter. Then eventually, this person is pyrik all. He takes off from him the yoke of Hashem to even watch himself from such an avera. And then this person is called in the category of a meshumad. V'peirek ol u'meshumadum l'davar echad. He is a meshumad, he's like a heretic, like an apostate for a certain halacha, for the law that he doesn't care about. That's why you have to make sure that kalois are viewed kichamurois, so he doesn't come to such a state of nasa like a heter, like it's permissible. And the fourth reason, which we'll elaborate more on tomorrow, we'll just mention it now, is because if the Yetzer Hara tells him to do something today on a small level, the person's already listening to the Yetzer Hara to do something on the bigger level of an avera. And so Shem, tomorrow we'll continue on this topic.